Hello, and welcome to the Military Housing Podcast, presented by Hope Now Alliance and ClearPoint Financial Solutions. I'm Ray Penny. And we're here with practical advice and precautionary warnings to help you navigate your way through the often challenging minefield we call off-base military housing. And if ever you'd like to weigh in on our conversation here on the Military Housing Podcast, you can go to our website, hopenow.com, or you can email your ideas and questions to military@hopenow.com. We've got a wonderful podcast planned for you today with a very special guest, Melinda Opperman, Senior Vice President, Community Outreach and Industry Relations with Springboard Nonprofit Consumer Credit Management Incorporated. They are one of the resources we've talked about in previous shows. That's a nonprofit counseling agency. Melinda, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Ray.
Melinda, I would love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself before we kind of dig into the nuts and bolts of this.
Well, I've been with the agency for a dozen years, and I handle industry relations and community outreach for the agency. And in that capacity, I work with our military families and our veteran community.
Outstanding. And what type of work does your agency perform?
We are a nationwide HUD-approved housing counseling agency. We were one of the three first agencies on the HOPE hotline, providing loss mitigation foreclosure prevention counseling to families. We're also a nationwide consumer credit counseling agency.
Outstanding. Well, again, thank you for your time today, Melinda, and thank you for your service in this community. It's valued and appreciated, I know, by a great deal of people. Today's discussion is really going to be centered around sort of our thoughts on removing the stigma around asking for help. I know that it is difficult when you're going through a difficult situation that you feel like you're almost the only person going through that. And in that state of mind, you don't realize that there's all kinds of resources out there that could help you get through it. And so that's what our discussion will be about today. And let's start with the basic question. What happens if, as a service member, you do not go out and seek that help?
Well, the risk if you don't seek the help is if you end up in a dilemma financially with unmanageable debt, there's always a chance that you could lose your security clearance, and that's going to impact your job.
Oh, that could be very difficult to deal with. Are there any other instances in which this would be a problem?
Well, too much debt, unmanageable debt, credit issues. Not only will it affect security clearances, as I mentioned, but it also can destroy marriages and shatter families.
I didn't even take that into account, and I know that the financial stress can be a cause for all of that, as well as impacting your productivity as a service member. So I know it can be very, very difficult. One of the things I wanted to focus on today is I understand just from reading your bio and what have you that you do work with one of the Navy admirals, Admiral David Julian, and he's a big advocate for both counseling and financial fitness. I would love to hear sort of your thoughts about that and maybe share a little bit about that experience.
That's a good point. Yes, the then Admiral Dave Julian, very much committed to financial readiness is mission readiness. And he was a big supporter back a dozen years ago when Springboard got involved in helping service members. There's so many consequences when a service member doesn't ask for help, and serious consequences that we already discussed. And Admiral Julian, along with the entire service sector, was a big advocate for counseling and financial fitness.
So tell me a little bit about the demographic or the client profile, if you could.
Well, when we first got started working with the service members, I would say more of the service members initially were like E4 and below. And then I would say about 2007, 2008, we started to see more of the E5 and above, the master sergeants, sergeant first class, warrant officers, even commissioned officers, lieutenant, captain, major. So it's really been a result of that communication to the military community about financial readiness, again, is mission readiness. And hardship, as we know, often comes in way of the PCS. And permanent change of station is out of a service member's control. So we've seen BAH go from $2,000 down to $600 for a family member based on that area's cost of living. And that can create hardship, whether it's a mortgage or whether they're paying rent.
That makes sense. And BHA, the acronym stands for our audience, is?
Basic Allowance for Housing.
Excellent. That's what the military provides to assist you in your off-base housing needs. Is that correct?
That's right, Ray.
Wonderful. So as we're going through this, and we talked a little bit about the demographics and some of the proponents of the help that's needed out there, and really just trying to figure out how best to reach those servicemen and women. And what would you suggest to them in terms of the importance of being mindful of their finances?
Being mindful of the finances even starts with being aware of the importance of a savings account so that you can avoid an emergency. It's not a matter of if or when an emergency is going to happen. They always happen. And having some money set aside is going to help an individual weather that storm. Another issue so often for the service members is deployment. And so as they're beginning to deal with deployment, they may choose to move some items to storage. And quickly they may think, oh, I'll just have a buddy take over my car payment. And often that results in slow pays on a credit report. It's better to have whomever you're having take over that car payment. They need to assume a new loan, a loan in their own name.
And so to that point, we had referenced before that the difficulties with the security clearance if there are credit issues. We also know that credit issues can impact you when you're looking for employment. But when folks leave the service, what kinds of concerns would they maybe have over security clearances?
One of the things we've seen and in our counseling we help with is that transition to civilian life. Service members often aren't aware of how much the service and the government has been helping with expenses, things like paying for the dental and children are no longer covered, items like that that they now need to begin to plan for. And so as a service member begins to transition to civilian life, we can help them with that with a client action plan.
Excellent, and which is a perfect segue also, Melinda, into I'd love to hear more about the Military Saves program.
What we've been doing with Military Saves is Military Saves is part of a Department of Defense financial readiness campaign, and they've been part of that Department of Defense program since 2003. Military Saves is part of America Saves. It's a larger nationwide campaign for all Americans. And Military Saves encourages service members and their families as they transition to civilian life to take the Military Saves pledge. And savers who take that pledge can opt to receive a monthly e-newsletter, a quarterly other type of newsletter, and those newsletters and the tools there at Military Saves really helps the family member with the effort to promote savings and debt reduction. It encourages the military community to meet the immediate needs and build long-term wealth through savings and debt reduction. So if service members are interested in joining the campaign, they can do that at militarysaves.org.
Perfect. And then so in terms of that program, if you could just tell me sort of anecdotally what types of things that they're encouraging you to do or advocating that you do to help as it pertains to your finances and saving?
They're asking you to take a pledge and to make a commitment to reduce debt, build savings, take on a pledge, because when you take on a pledge and you make a commitment, whether it's in writing or online, you're 90 times more likely to achieve that goal. So there you can make a pledge of what you're going to do as far as a SMART goal.
Outstanding. And that's interesting that you say that, because we all, those of us that are veterans and even current service men and women, we took that initial pledge, to the Constitution. And so it's something that I think that in the military space that would be a good thing to be a part of and to sign up for. I'm guessing that your clients in somewhere in the Military Saves program, they're encouraging them to take proactive steps. Would that be accurate?
That's correct. Being proactive versus reactive is so important here, and we've seen that firsthand with the service members that we work with. It's not something you can leave for someone else to handle for you, and that's one of the things we've seen with our service members that have been deployed or just very involved with a program that they're overseeing with their military service, and they're counting on the spouse to handle things. And so the financial literacy education needs to not only be for the service member but also for their spouse. We were just working with a service member, and in the process they had to pull their credit report, and they observed a situation that a spouse had gotten them into. So it's really important to not only get the education for the service member, but for their spouse.
But also think of the legacy that your organization is helping to define, when you can also get the children's buy-in, that they are understanding the importance of finances at a younger age. You understand the importance of saving and of not getting into debt and not getting into trouble. So I think it's sounds like a very positive and a good program.
It is. And then if someone does find they've gotten themselves into debt, reaching out for help and getting the resources and coming up with a plan to resolve it is so important. And that's part of what we found with the Financial Readiness is Mission Readiness Initiative. We found that folks realized that if they got themselves in trouble, the best thing they could do is show that they had an action plan and they had come up with a solution to resolve it. And so quite often we have service members share with us that the reason they're here is because they are concerned about that security clearance. And we do document in their client action plan the steps they need to take, how serious that they are reviewing this situation, and then they have that action plan if they need to later show it to command, the steps that they're taking.
Do you find that having that step of having to show something to command, I know as it pertains to the clearance, but do you find it difficult to get servicemen and women to really kind of come forward and seek this kind of help?
It is, and that's why I think it is so important that you're doing this podcast and letting your listeners know that reaching out for help, it's not financially irresponsible to find yourself in a hard time. By taking the steps and reaching out and getting help and coming up with an action plan, you're showing that you are a leader and that you do have the ability to come up with solutions and to reach out to certified, accredited entities to help you.
Oh, I think that's a great point there. You've got people out there that are taking the action steps, and that means a lot. A lot of times when we get in trouble, we tend to want to hide or put our head in the sand, and that's not the way to get it resolved. And so this is just really, really a positive and some great information that you're sharing with us today. I'd love to hear if you have a success story that you'd like to share of one of your clients. That'd be fantastic.
Well, one of our recent success stories was a senior airman that had reached out to us, and we were able to create an action plan and a solution for that senior airman. Someone else that was going to be deploying with that particular airman had lost a security clearance, and he was very concerned that the same thing could happen to him. And he made the effort to reach out to us. He was directed to our agency by command, and we were able to come up with the steps he needed to take, and those steps is what indicated that he was being responsible in handling the matter. And so he was able to deploy on the assignment.
Oh, that's very good. Very, very good, Melinda. So lastly, I guess in closing, would ask if you could give me a top three of I'm in trouble, not sure what to do. Melinda's here to kind of walk us through that.
I'll work from a budget. Keep lines of communication open about money issues with your family members. Don't buy anything on credit that you can't pay off in 3 months or less. And please don't use credit to extend your income. And be very aware that there are scammers out there that often want to prey on military family members. So make sure you're working with accredited, certified companies that are dedicated to your success.
Very good point. And we really, really appreciate your time today, Melinda. You've shared some valuable information, and I just appreciate the work that your organization is doing. Give a quick shout out to Springboard Nonprofit Consumer Credit Management. We've been speaking with Melinda Opperman, Senior Vice President of Community Outreach and Industry Relations. And Melinda, just as an aside here today, if someone wanted to reach out for help, how best could they get in touch with you?
Our toll-free number is 1-800-WISE-PLAN, and the digits for that is 1-800-947-9673. 3752, and then on the web, www.homeownership.org. And also, I'd like to mention the resource again of militarysaves.org and encourage service members to make a pledge there. There's no cost. It's a free resource to the military community. And there you can make a pledge. And people who have a written plan are more likely to accomplish their goal. Something magical happens when we make that goal to start building our savings and reducing our debt. The brain starts working on solutions. You become emotionally committed. So we want to encourage people to make that pledge.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Melinda. That was very, very helpful information. So we really appreciate that. And thank you for joining us today.
The Military Housing Podcast is a production of Hope Now Alliance in partnership with ClearPoint Financial Solutions. To learn more about Hope Now and ClearPoint, please visit hopenow.com and clearpointccs.org. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or send comments, please email military@hopenow.com.